it was probably when I was about 4 years old, and it was actually an event that took place with my older sister. She did not come on board the craft with me, but it was a very, very interesting incident because I remembered it right away after the event in 1988, and I had a crystal clear memory of exactly what happened. And the two of us, me and my older sister, were sleeping at night.
In the same room. This is back when you lived in the one-bedroom apartment, practically.
Right. Tiny little place, on a little farm. And I woke up in the middle of the night. Who knows what time it was because I was so little, but it was completely blackout. And I just popped up out of bed and started walking out of the house, and my older sister was trying to say to me, get back to bed. What are you doing? You need to go to bed. And I just continued to walk out of the house. And she, the whole while, was trying to convince me to go back to bed. We walked out into the front of the house where there's a farmer's field.
Right.
And we walked a little ways into that. And across the field above this old farmhouse was a big ball of light. I don't know how else to describe it. So, of course, we were a bit dumbfounded by the whole thing, staring at it. And immediately, when we were standing still, and a blue orb, which was this probably about the size of a softball, came rushing up to me so quickly that it happened within the blink of an eye, practically. And I thought it was going to go right through me and kill me or something. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And it sort of scanned me and went up and down my body and then went to my sister and went up and down her body. And then it did that, and then it went to my sister's forehead, and I saw a blue beam of light go from the orb into her forehead, and then she just turned around and walked away, at which time I went with them on board the craft.
Do you remember, did they tell you anything when you were four, Miriam, anything that you remembered that you walked off the craft with thinking, oh, I've got to go do this, or I have to remember X?
Well, that's one of the most interesting parts of this entire scenario with me, because I don't have any specific information and knowledge that they gave to me. I was told a little bit about the different kinds of orbs that they have, that they send out from their craft, and what it was that they do with them. Some of them are for searching out to find certain people. Some are sent down to help put people asleep so that they can take people, you know, other people with them, that sort of thing. And I was also given something as a child, physically given something, and told to take care of it, and that one day I would know when the time was right, and I would go back and find it.
What were you given?
Where I hid it as a child.
What were you given?
That I cannot say with complete sureness what it is. I have a general idea that it was, you know, I'm 4 years old, so it sat in the palm of my hand, and it was it's a little bit of a rectangular shape, a stretched rectangular shape, and that it was silvery gray, and it had some sort of markings on it. Other than that, I cannot remember. I don't even know if they told me what it was for or what it would do or anything along those lines. I have no memories of that whatsoever. But
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I do have very specific thoughts about it, whether or not, you know, I'm ever going to be able to find it or not at this point. Because of where I hid it, it's become a bit problematic because the earth where I buried it as a child has been moved and disturbed. Now, my sister, my older sister, actually has memories of me showing this object to her. And what astounded me was that I believe it was 2004 2005 or 2006, I write about it in the book, that when the two of us go back to this site, she actually relays to me a piece of information that I had not told her about, which was that I wrapped it in a white cloth, and she verbalized that to me. So, of course, once again, I was stunned because I thought, well, there's another confirmation that this memory of them giving me this object is truthful. And then again in 2006, some people that we grew up with down the street, when I was having a conversation with them, you know, 35 years after the fact, they said that a man that lived down the street from us had told the story to everyone that he saw a UFO hovering over the field where we said that, you know, my sister and I were saying that we saw it.
Sure.
And when I asked her what year it was, it confirmed that I was 4 years old at the time.